coarse, poor, light bread.
Mm-hmm. What about yeast bread?
We used to call that Walsnest bread when it first came out. It's light bread because it had a hole in it, you could see through it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them call it Walsnest bread because you could see through it.
You ever heard the term yeast bread?
Yes, all of it's made from yeast. Any type of light bread has to go through a heat and reformation. In other words, it has to ferment with that yeast in it for so long, and then you make it out and it makes it fluffy.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about potato bread? Ever heard of that?
Oh, yes. Take your sweet potatoes and peel them and mash them up in with your dough. Mm-hmm. Mix it with your milk and flour and mash it up into your dough and make it out just like you would ordinary bread with your potatoes in it. Mm-hmm. And you can make those out into a biscuit and bake it inside of the oven. Mm-hmm. You can cook your potato bread on top of the stove, but you bake your potato biscuits on the inside of the oven. Mm-hmm. And it goes mighty good with just straight biscuit and potato biscuit and butter.
Mm-hmm. And what about buns? You familiar with buns?
Well, buns is the same thing, only they're small, similar to a biscuit, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the term poverty cakes?
Oh, what?
Poverty cakes, ever heard that?
No, I don't think so.
Never heard that one.
We had what we call a po' boy cake. It's made with syrup and ginger and maybe a little nutmeg, you know, and mixed up with flour and a little cornmeal and...
Ever heard of Riz bread? Riz bread. Never heard that one either. Okay.
Heard of French bread.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another kind of thing that you might have for breakfast sometimes is fried in deep fat and got a hole in the center. What do you call that?
You mean donut?
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any other names for that?
No, I don't think so.
How are those made?
They were made from flour and sugar and butter.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you go to the store and you want to buy some flour, you might buy two...
plain flour or self-rising flour.
And the amount you buy would be maybe two what of flour?
Two bags.
Or how much it weighs?
2 pounds or mm-hmm. 5 pounds or 10 pounds. Mm-hmm.
The inside part of the egg is called
the yolk.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What color is that?
The yolk is red, mm-hmm. yellow, and the white is white.
Can you tell me some of the ways that you can prepare those?
Well, you can make them into omelets, or you can fry them, or you can scramble them. Mm-hmm. You can cream them. You mm-hmm. take sweet milk, about equal parts of egg and sweet milk together and whip together. The whites and the yellow, and put your salt and your pepper. And have enough grease to just keep them from sticking. Mm-hmm. And instead of stirring, you just stick your fork under them and lift them up all the way around and let the raw part run through and watch it. And when all the raw is gone through, they're creamy, just like mayonnaise, just as light and fluffy as they can be. Mm-hmm. And they're not as hard on your stomach.
Now, it's a... say you have some eggs and you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
That's a poached egg. Mm-hmm. Boiled or poached. Mm-hmm.
And
if you break them into a container, it's called a poached egg, and if it's boiled in the hull, it's a boiled egg. Mm-hmm.
And say you have more than one egg, you have two?
Two eggs. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. We talked earlier.
Two boiled eggs or two poached eggs. Mm-hmm. Two fried eggs.
We talked earlier about hogs and you mentioned chitlins. What do you call it?